So, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Okay. I'm telling you. Okay. So we're going to talk to the Lord and invite him to a good morning also. The dear Lord, thank you for your love and your grace and your wonderful patience with us. We enjoy your presence, and we wait for you to lift us up into your home, your heart, and your welcoming. Dear Lord, meet us here in this place. May your spirit give us the wisdom to be open completely to you, and discernment to stay close to all that is not of you. And Lord, open our arms to share your joy, and open our eyes to see your glory in every face and in every place. Amen.
How about we stand for the opening scripture? It's going to be from Lamentations chapter 3, and it will be verses 22 and 23, and it's from the Expanded Bible version. The Lord's love, his loyalty, never ends. His mercies, his compassion, never stop. They are new every morning. Lord, your loyalty, your faithfulness is great. It is abundant. Thank you, Lord. Praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord. Just run into it, and they are saved. We sing, holy, holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord, Most High. Glory in the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Be the name of the Lord Most High. hallelujah. We bless your name this morning, Lord Jesus. We bless your name this morning, Lord Jesus.
Lord, you are so good. And we do bless your holy name. And we worship you not just because it makes us feel good to worship you, but because you are so good and so worthy to be praised and worshiped. So, Lord, today we worship you also in our giving. We ask that you would be pleased by our worship, our singing worship, our praise, and our giving worship. Lord, may you be honored and pleased with our worship. We thank you, Lord, for your presence that's always with us. Amen.
Lord, we lift up our prayers for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper, who love you, O Lord. We lift up
Heavenly Father, we come before you right now and we thank you and praise you for all increases from you. We thank you for your love for each and every one of us. We thank you for your love for Jerusalem, for your love for Israel. But Lord, we thank you that your love extends to all. Lord, in our love and continued worship and honor and praise to you, Lord, we lift up your tithes and our offerings unto you, Lord God. May you be glorified with every one of these. Lord, we thank you and praise you, and we thank you for your blessings upon these, Lord, in all ways. Lord, I thank you for Pathway of Hope, that you want us to be a light in this community and beyond. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that we are even a light beyond, in a sense that with even 10% of the non-designated tithes and offerings help Foursquare, which also part of that in turn helps missionaries around the world to spread that wonderful gospel of peace. The gospel of the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. The gospel which preaches your true, holy, precious word, the entire word, not compromising. We truly thank you and praise you, Lord. May you be glorified and be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm excited to see that our Southwest District Supervisor had sent this out, had sent a couple things out about praying for certain days of prayer and certain events that they are encouraging the Foursquare churches to be a part of. I know you all know that I did the International Day of Prayer, the National Day of Prayer for Jerusalem last year. And so I just saw that little video, and they sent it, that clip video too, but I couldn't find it. So then I went straight to the day to pray, and that's where I got that again. It was the same clip. So I thought that was so cute. I need to say something first before I go in, because I thoroughly had prepared that slideshow that I sang with as a prayer during the Lord's tithes and offerings. I can't believe I know I'm going to need Kleenex, but it's been a heavy week as far as with the Holy Spirit and the Lord. And I went up to Mount Lemmon on Monday. And God spoke pretty heavy. And then after prayer night, Paul and I sat on the deck, laid on the deck, and watched shooting stars. And the Holy Spirit was overwhelming me. And I told him, I said, that's the first time I've seen a vision. And then I was preparing for today, and then the Lord switched things up for jail ministry, and finally I surrendered to it. So I was up late Wednesday night preparing that message, and then and learning a part of this song in Spanish, and then shared it on Thursday night. Fred comes to me and he says, Pastor Karen, I got home late Wednesday night and this was heavy on my mind, so I haven't played it for years, and I was trying to get the chords right with the guitar, and I got that down, but I couldn't remember the lyrics. And I go, look, God changed it up on me, and this is what I'm singing. And the message has been changed up. It's all based on that. So then I go... My week just didn't go the way that I had planned at all, period, the end. And so, and then, because this is all putting me behind my schedule. And so then I wasn't going to go. I thought, okay, I just can't go to the Leading Ladies rally. I just can't. And then my husband and I were like, no, you better go. So I go, seriously? So I go. Okay. And so then, I know, Friday night. So then, did you see what the Lord led me to? That was the song that the Lord, okay, and then you heard the other one. That was the other song that I was originally going to sing, but then the Lord changes it up. So anyways, and so then, yeah, because I, you know, felt like, yeah, okay. So anyways, and that was a blessing. That was truly a blessing. Okay, so then there's Saturday. And then, so I go, and then she's talking about laying it all down. Pastor Renee Diamond, her message was just incredible about laying it down. So it still wasn't clicking. You know, I was thinking on to some other things. And then go to jail ministry on Saturday evening. Felt still to do this. And God changed it up. I mean, it's so incredible the way the message, and then he changes it up. So I was still, when I got home, fighting it, still going with the other way, going to go prepare, go over my notes and all this kind of stuff. And God changed it up. And so Well, actually, it was his plan. I was just kind of probably resisting that because I was kind of feeling this, like, and it's like, oh, don't you know? It's the National Day of Prayer for the Peace for Jerusalem, so the message should be on that. And like he knows. I mean, I really didn't argue, like, kind of, well, I mean, I kind of, like, said it kind of, but, like, not really mean. But, like, and so, anyways, Paul has seen me being overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit. And then, so I'm back there, thoroughly getting overwhelmed again. Just, I mean, barely standing. And Debbie's seeing me. I'm asking Paul, I got this awesome, this is a woman thing, but you have a female pastor. So I got this awesome, I was with my sister when she was here in town, you know, shopping, and I found this sealant for mascara for waterproof, because I've been trying the waterproof and it's just not been working. And so I go, because we all know I like my mascara, and so I forgot it this morning. So I'm back there going, seriously, Lord, I forgot to put the sealant on. And this morning, and I'm talking to Murphy's Law, and I go, Murphy, I am so good. So then I'm also battling of this lay it down, because I go, Lord, I want you all to know that I don't want to, because you may like the voice that God's given me or not. But I have a hard time when I'm in this position to use it. Because I don't want it to look like it's all about me type thing. And so I fight that inside. But I knew that I was supposed to prophetically pray that, just make up a prayer and singing. That was very out of my comfort zone in front of y'all. And then I'm supposed to sing again. And the message is supposed to be basically what he's been having me do for even jail ministry. It's been heavy. But he is allowing a little bit on this National Day of Prayer for the Peace for Jerusalem. So I just, I want you to just, you know that. And I know I put Carl on challenges with a microphone with my voice at the same time. I have to sing the way that it is meant to come out. And so, so bear with me, because I'm just overwhelmed with the Lord this week. And excited of what he has for us, each of us individually and together. Psalm 122, this is from the King James Version, and I rarely go to the King James Version. Psalm 122, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee. And Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 says, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Beautiful, huh? I just love that. Do you mind if this is up? It's easier for me to kind of reach that, since obviously I'm going to probably be needing it. Jerusalem is just, you know, God loves Jerusalem. God loves Israel. So I want the ushers, and I'm putting you on the spot again because I forgot to run this one by you, but I need those handed out, but I need one. Oh no, I got one. Okay. And I need my glasses, so they're in my purse. I'm sorry, you guys. I am just like not me, huh, today. Yeah.
I think that each and every person here loves you with fullness of our heart. And there is not a one of us here or any that will come that will ever think that you use your voice to show off.
Right.
Or to draw attention to yourself.
Right.
We see God all over you, the Spirit reigns in your life. And there is no way we will ever believe that you're looking for the glory.
It's easy. It's easy to do it at home and to sing to him, you know, when I'm home alone, or I don't even like to do it a lot when Paul's around. I like to do it with me and the Lord. Thank you. Yeah. I love the blues type like voices too, but my voice doesn't do that.
And you're honoring the transparency that the Lord has in what's always. That's very beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. So with this being the National Day of Prayer for the Peace for Jerusalem, I am allowed to share some for this and encourage you to participate in this wonderful day, as I tell you guys to, and encourage you to, each one of us, to continuously, not just one day. Remember, it said start one day, but each day, pray for the peace for Jerusalem and Israel. And I just want to read a little bit about what Pastor Jack Hayford, this is what I handed out for you. Israel is a land about which God says, uniquely, prophetically, redemptively, and repeatedly in the Bible, this is mine. God refers to Israel as he does to no other land on earth. Israel was raised up to be a light to the Gentiles. The church at its inception was virtually entirely Jewish, and it remained so until the gospel began to spread. Until the gospel spread to Antioch, where the first Gentile congregation began, the base from which the gospel spread into all the world. In the book of Romans, chapters 9 through 11, the Apostle Paul deals with the question of the Jews and God's providence and purpose. These three chapters virtually stand alone within the whole of the Bible as an elaboration of the theology of God's dealing with Jews. The Jews were the first fruit, the first people through Abraham to understand a covenant God. Then they relayed the riches of the truth to the world. And through their agency, the Messiah came into the world. The Word of God calls Jews the root and Gentiles the branches. We are reminded that while because of unbelief, some of them were broken off and you stand by faith. We are not to become haughty, but to fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. When the fullness of the Gentiles is completed, all Israel will be saved. We are living in a sobering moment in history that calls us as believers in Jesus Christ to take a stand with Israel. We could be people of the last hours. We are not to be passive in the face of prophecy. We are called to pray with passion, to intercede, and to minister according to the words of the Savior, who said it is not our task to speculate when the end will be. It is our responsibility to do kingdom business until he comes. This is not about politics. This is about the Word of God. But the political ramifications are extremely dramatic. Scripture declares there will come a time when all the nations of the world will turn against Israel. It is so highly conceivable this could happen in our time that it is critical to outline why we should stand with Israel. And then he gives the eight reasons. I want you to take this home and to be using this as your guide to pray for Israel. In fact, on the back, you'll see that it has the watchman on the wall. And I had got this. This is from Robert Stearns. who made this one, but it is really an awesome, awesome book if you can afford to get it online, and you can go to the Daily Prayer. But I just want to tell you about a few things. There is, you know, many leaders that are committed to that National Day of Prayer, and they've signed that they will pray for Israel. But the co-founders were Robert Stearns, as I said, and Pastor Jack Hayford. And they are also on Facebook. So if you're a Facebook person, you could go to Facebook and sign up on that way too. Then there's 24-hour day today that's going on. So you may want to, the day of prayer for Jerusalem, you may want to join millions around the world that are going to be doing this 24-hour prayer line. And so you can go to www.daytopray.com or www.greatercalling.org. And you can join in with prayer that way. Also, there is going to be right now there's going on a live telecast from Jerusalem that they have a program, but I didn't put that up there on the slide, that 71 slide, 71. And Jerusalem celebration, and so you can go to God TV, you can do it via also your computer, and you can watch it, and that's www.god.tv. And those times these are East Coast times, so I'm figuring it must be 4:30 today, right? If it's 7:30 East Coast time, it's 4:30 this afternoon, and then tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. So if you want to join with that, but we just need to continue to somehow, some way be involved with the Peace of Jerusalem. And then also, I have this. You have to excuse me with my nose, I'm sorry. But the Day for Peace for Jerusalem, I'm going to put this over here for right now, and you could look at this. This kind of just explains a little bit about the Day for Peace for Jerusalem. And I just wanted to let you know. Also, I have made a few copies, and I have those here. If you cannot print, they're kind of a lot of pages, so that's why I only made a few. If you can print your own or want to go to the website, I'd appreciate if you do that. But I did, for those who don't have that access, like Melissa, you may want to grab one. Go ahead and grab one. That's the Eagle's Wings 2013 prayer points, the 2013 prayer points for Jerusalem and for Israel. And so I'm going to just go over the prayer points really quick. Oh, here it is. So I have it not stapled. But I just want to go over some of the prayer points. One of the prayer points is pray for the restoration. And then it goes on with scriptures and explanations on that. And then pray for God, that God would raise up the Christian watchman to pray for his peace and his purposes to manifest in this spiritually strategic land. So you can see, like, they have it in red, the way that it came out, and then they have some scriptures or a little bit about what to pray about. Then point three, pray for the peace for protection and protection. Pray against radical Islam and jihad. Five, pray for reconciliation, Jewish and Christian relationships, Jewish and Arab relationships, and Jewish and other people groups. Pray for, number six, pray for the healing from pain in the past. We all know how important that is. Seven, pray for Christian Arabs in Israel. Some still, they're just not understanding. It's a blind spot still, and so they're anti-Semitic. And so, you know, they're Christians, they're born again, but they're still not learning, you know, their culture and the way they were. So just be praying for them too. Pray, number eight, pray against terror in the land. Nine, pray for fair and honest media coverage. Boy, here too, when you do that, could you include America on that one? All of this could be including America on. And then pray against anti-Semitism. That's number 10. Pray for redemption of Israel. That's number 11. 12, pray for leaders. And then there's number 13 is like an addition, a reprise of number 3, the point number 3, pray for the peace for and protection. Then 14, pray for pro-Israel initiatives and leaders on college campuses. We have that Israel ministry that's there on the U of A campus. Then 15, pray for the youth of the land. And I guess I missed points 16, 17, 18, and then all of a sudden I've got 19, and I don't know what happened to the other ones. And then pray for strong alliance and between America and Israel. Pray for the needy, elderly, homeless of Israel. And I don't know what happened with my slide. Pray for the coming of the Messiah. I must have somehow accidentally erased it. Pray for the rain in the land. Pray against anti-Semitism, but that was reprise number 10, so I don't know what I did with it, Debbie. I remember making it. Pray for the Jewish return to their homeland. So there, it'll tell you the points on that, but it's really awesome. But we need to just continue to pray. You can go to the day, you can just put in, you know, Google National Day of Prayer, or you can go www.daytopray.com. You can do that too. So, but I just sometimes just put National Day of Prayer, or, you know, Day of Prayer for Peace for Jerusalem, and then I found the site. And then it'll say resources, it'll say prayer guides. You have all sorts of stuff that you can go to. And that's where, on the resources, and then it has some printed material, that's where I found this awesome prayer guide. Oh, yeah, that would be awesome to include it. Can you imagine the power of the word, including that in your prayer time? Yes, so add that, Ezekiel. Add Ezekiel to your prayer time for Israel. Wow, thank you. I appreciate that. But we need to remember. I don't know about you, but I am so thankful that I'm grafted in and that I am New Testament too, by the way. I'm very thankful that I don't have to worry about the sacrifice thing. You know, I'm glad that I live where I can buy even the animals, the meat that I eat at the store that's already been taken care of, and I don't have to kill it or clean it or any of that stuff. So, but I'm very thankful. But I am, each day I'm so thankful for my salvation through Jesus. I just love him so much and what he's done for me. It's like, wow. I am so thankful. And I've been overwhelmed what he has for each one of us. Just constantly overwhelmed lately. But this is Carl, I'm just warning you. I'm doing this thing. So this is what God's going to be speaking to us.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions,
great is your faithfulness, Lord God. Great is your faithfulness. But when I was learning it in Spanish, as he led me to learn it in Spanish, the chorus, I was looking it up and Googling, and I was listening to Steve Green several times, and then another Hispanic man that I found, and he sang it first, the first verse and the chorus in Spanish, and then he sang the first verse and the chorus in English. And I kept listening and listening, and then I finally found it in the English and the Spanish version. So then I was, you know, doing the phonetic thing for me to get it down. And then I started, felt the Lord leading me to look up what it means. And I was like, wow, okay, Lord. And I was like, I'm testing this out because at least there are some Hispanic ladies and they know Spanish. So I'm going, okay, am I singing this right? And does this mean what I Googled and it says that it means? But I'm like, I was thoroughly and completely overwhelmed because when I looked and it said, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see, but cada momento means every moment is a delight. I was like, whoa, that is too cool. Every moment is a delight. And then I was looking up, okay, la is like a the female for before a noun and stuff. Veo is I see or I watch. And then N is in, you know, and me is me or my. So it's like every moment is a delight. I am watching and waiting because it's like it is so exciting because it's in me. Every moment is a delight because my life is the Lord's. When Jesus is my Lord and Savior, he is totally faithful. He is always there with me. And I was like, God, I like this one. I mean, not, you know, I like the English one, but I like this one, you know, better. God, and I was going, nada me falta, I shall not want. I was like, Lord, that's Psalm 23. You know, oh Lord, you are my shepherd. You are the one that I am to look for, to, and you are my provision. You are my all in all, and I shall not want. And I was like, wow, Lord, I but all I have needed, thy hand hath provided, but I like it like, oh yeah, but I don't need anything. I shall not want. I like that. It's like, thank you, Lord. I and then pueos meant well or for or them. It meant a few things, but I like the well one for this one. Pues todo is because all, but it's like, I am well because all. And then proveas, provides. I shall not want because I am totally, completely well because he continually provides for me. Always, I don't have to want at all. And then when I looked at Grande Señor, says Mr. Big, I was like, yeah, Mr. Big, that's right, because we know somebody who tried to be Mr. Big. Satan is going, I'm Mr. Big. And the Lord said, no. I'm Mr. Big. I am the chief. I am the God Almighty. I am the creator of the heavens and the earth. But I also, Mr. Big, am love. I am purity. I am holy. I am righteous. I can never lie. All that I do is good. Amen. And it's like, that is the Mr. Big I want to. That is the one, because he is so Mr. Big, to fear, because he is so pure and holy. It's like, wow. Remember about the big T? That little boy that Leanne from Catalina Cares was teaching English from another country, and she was describing where her church is, and goes, oh, I've seen that, the big T that lights up at night. I go, yeah, the big T for Mr. Big. the big G. And I was like, yes, Lord, because you are so big, because you are it, because you are all, because you are the Alpha and the Omega, because you are the I Am. I have no need. I shall not want. And this is what you want for Israel to come to. This is what you want for them to return to you and remember what you have done, because it is so easy human-wise to take our minds off. And we see that constantly in the Bible where they forget. And then they start complaining with the human eyes because their eyes start looking at this. But I met with a pastor, another unexpected meeting this week, and it was another female senior pastor, and the struggles that are going on. And I thought, Lord, there's been some calling me and meeting with me. I've had a few, and I am so thankful for our church. I am so thankful for each one of you. We have such a unity. And we all love the Lord, because we were talking about this. She was sharing, and she goes, you know that saying that, you can go fast alone, you know, but you can go farther together. She goes, I don't know if I always agree with that, because you need unity. And I go, you know, it's so true. Because division stops that. But with unity, yes, you can go farther, but you need unity. And I was like, thank you, Lord. I am so overwhelmed with his faithfulness. I am so overwhelmed with his provision. But S2 is your, and then fidelidad is loyalty, fidelity. Oh, Lord, you are incredibly loyal and faithful to each and every one of us. You are it. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Remember our opening verse, the expanded Bible? The Lord's love, his loyalty never ends. His mercies, his compassion never stop. They are new every morning. Do you see the worship coinciding again, Pastor Janet? When I wanted to go this other direction and I kept, you know. And then the Lord, your loyalty, your faithfulness is great. It is abundant. Our God is so incredibly awesome. Our God, the word is full of his faithfulness. The word is full of his faithfulness to his covenant. And we are now the new covenant by the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And because of that, we have all the fullness, the abundance of the riches of our Lord God through and in Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior. Wow. Exodus chapter 34, verses 5 through 7 says, then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him, Moses, and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children from the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. But praise God, we can break that through Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4 says, he is the rock. At jail ministry last night, I told the ladies that, not the wrestler. He is the rock. And that's why I have a rock over there. The one that is on the Bible is the rock that we first got from here, from the property. I asked it, can we please have a rock? So we got a rock here, because this represents, Jesus is the rock, but this represents our church. We are going to be immovable. I told you when I stepped into what the Lord finally surrendered again, like, you know, last night, and surrendered into what the Lord said. It was that then that I felt this rising up. Don't mess with me and don't mess with my flock, because I've got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords backing me up. I've got his host backing me up, and I'm in his perfect will, his perfect way. That is his will, his desire, his assignment, and I'm being obedient to my Heavenly Father. So don't mess with me, because when you mess with me and you mess with my flock that I am over, you mess with God, Mr. Big. And then we have this from the prayer pavilion, because you know my dream. I want to have a 24-hour either a prayer room or a prayer tower or a prayer pavilion. And this is from there, because it was so neat to hear Dr. Saeed Husseini's testimony of how that came about. It's like, Lord, I thank you for this dream that is given to me by you. Yes. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. Psalm chapter 36, verses 5 through 6 says, your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the great deep. Oh, Lord, you preserve both man and beast. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Psalm 40:10. Psalm 71, verses 21 through 23. You will increase my honor and comfort me once again. I will praise you with a harp for your faithfulness. Oh my God, I will sing praise to you with the lyre. Oh, Holy One of Israel, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you. I, whom you have redeemed. Psalm 89, verses 1 and 2. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you establish your faithfulness in heaven itself. And verse 8, oh Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. And verse 14, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Psalm 91, 4. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart, your defensive wall, your means of protection. Psalm 92, verses 1 through 3. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High God, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness to the night, to the music of the 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. Psalm 104 and 5, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Psalm 117, verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples, for great is his love towards us. And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 7 through 9. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land. And everlasting joy will be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. And my
faithfulness, I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 24. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 24. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy by the blood of Jesus, thank you, Lord, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. That is us. That is pathway of hope. We are the ones that will be helping others to know this. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, he, the Lord God Almighty, is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness through his Son, Jesus Christ, when they receive him as their Lord and Savior, just as we have. We will be that church. We are that church, and we will continue to be that church as we look at this word, believe this word, move in this word, proclaim this word, pray this word, look at the word and say, change me, Lord. I don't want to merely listen to it and so deceive myself. I want to do what your word says, because I know when I love you and obey you and I love others, this is your word. And in that comes your blessings. That shows your faithfulness. That shows, as 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, when your eyes are roaming to and from, looking for whose hearts are totally and completely yours, you will strongly show yourself on behalf of them. You will strengthen them and support them for what they are to do, which is in your perfect will, your perfect way, your perfect plan. Hebrew for faithfulness comes, literally it means firmness. Figuratively, security. Morally, fidelity. But it also says, set an office. A man like set an office. Well, Mr. Big is set an office, and he is God Almighty. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the all creator of everything. And he is love. And his set in office position cannot be moved. He is faithful and he is loyal to that. His stability, another word, can be trusted. Steady, truly, truth, verily, this is our Lord, unchangeable. And this word is unchangeable. The power of the pure, precious truth of the Holy Word is unchangeable, and we need to start believing it and moving in it. Amen. Living it. Trusting in the faithfulness of our Lord God. It also comes from a word established. Faith, trusty, trustworthy. It comes up also from a word, that word comes from a word to build up or support. That's our faithfulness of our God, to foster as a parent or nurse. This is our God who continue lovingly takes care of us, who is true and faithful. It also comes from a word to render firm or faithful, to trust or believe, to be permanent or quiet, to be true, to be certain. This is the deepness of the word faithfulness in Hebrew. And then we look at Greek, and this one, because it's more put in Jesus. Jesus, who looked to his father, did what his father told him to do, said what his father told him to say. He was the one that is our example of how to live a fruitful life. As he said, as I abide in my father, so you abide in me. Because that is that you will see the fullness of what the Lord God has to offer you, because it is in obedience that's where his faithfulness comes in. That mercy, that grace, the power of the grace to move in ways, the power to help you to even have peace with your enemies, the power of discernment, the power to help you. This is all there. And this faithfulness Greek word is trustworthy, trustful, believe, sure, true. That was Jesus. That was Jesus, because Jesus is the Word. Jesus is part of that Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But it comes from a word meaning convince. It comes from a word to evidence or authority. It comes from a word to rely by inward certainty, to agree, to assure, to have confidence, to make friend, obey, persuade, trust, yield. It is with the power of this word and the Holy Spirit going before you, if you are obedient, as Jesus was obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit already working on somebody, and Jesus then speaks, the Holy Spirit will be working on their soul and their spirit if you are in his perfect will, his perfect way, his perfect timing. Often we are seed planters, but the Holy Spirit is using that seed planting to germinate in them until it is their perfect time to recognize, and those blinders taken off, that they need Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Or sometimes it is a Christian who you've seen kind of veer off from a way that is well-pleasing to the Lord. So you lovingly approach them, as the word says, hopefully one-on-one, and sometimes then it's with a witness if they don't. But you're out of love, out of the love that the Lord says, doing it in the way that honors. They're still not receiving it, but it's there. And the Holy Spirit, and if you do it in a very loving way, is germinating in them until they finally surrender to that conviction, repent, and totally turn to God. Help me through this. I repent, and I need you, Lord. This is what Pathway of Hope is. Faithfulness. In the 1828 Noah Webster's Dictionary, fidelity, loyalty, firm adherence to allegiance and duty as the faithfulness of a subject. That was Jesus as a perfect example for us to our Heavenly Father. Truth, that's Jesus. Veracity as the faithfulness of God. This is our faithful God. Strict adherence to injunctions and to the duties of a station as the faithfulness of servants or ministers. And we are all ambassadors for our Lord. We are all ministers. So we all need to stand firm in the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of the power of this precious holy word. And we need to move in that and breathe it and live in it. And then it says strict performance of promises, vows or covenants. This is what Jesus did, and we need to see this as our example. And we see the blessings of those, not only Jesus, but others, when they were obedient to God, how God worked on behalf of them. And it shows constantly, Isaiah 55:8-9, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. How many times have we seen that happen in our lives? But if we trust in the faithfulness of our Lord God, and we trust in his direction, we have the faithfulness of his love, of his forgiveness. Faithful as the adjective, firm in adherence to the truth and to the duties of religion. Revelations chapter 2 talks about, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. We need to firmly look to this word, firmly believe this word, firmly rely on this word, firmly depend on this word. Because the word is Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And this helps us to be that spotless bride. For one of the definitions, true to the marriage covenant as a faithful wife or husband, we are the bride of Christ. He is faithful to us, and we need to be faithful to him. For it is then that we are that spotless bride ready. But it is also then, as we trust in the faithful God who is there always, that we have those army boots under. This beautiful bridal gown ready with the armor of God, the shoes for the preparation of gospel peace, that belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, and the helmet of salvation, and the power of prayer because of what Jesus did for us. And that power of prayer we need to do faithfully, not only for our church, but for Israel, for Jerusalem. This is what we need to do. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 25. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. I will wait for him and expect it. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. We have a God who loves us. We have a faithful God. We have a God who loves Jerusalem. We have a God who loves Israel. We have a God who wants to cleanse all unrighteousness through his Son Jesus for each and every person. And this is something we can each continually have in our lives. But we need to also remember that Jesus is coming soon. We don't know when for sure, but he's coming soon. And we need to continue to be those disciples to help others to know Jesus as the Lord and Savior and to grow in Jesus. And that's why it says, do not forsake the fellowship of other Christians. We need to help one another continue to grow. We're going to take the Lord's Supper, because this is incredibly awesome of what our God is doing. Next week, I will share the vision that I saw. But it's like, Lord, you are awesome. You are incredible. Yeah. You are faithful. Would you pass out the elements? Remember, as I like to go from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 34. The Apostle Paul was talking to the Corinthian church. And he said, now in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you. And in part, I believe it. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper, for in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of the others, and one is hungry and another is drunk. And what? Do you not have houses to eat in and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. Then he goes on to remind them about the institution of the Lord's Supper. He goes, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. This is not what we are going to be here. Remember, Pathway of Hope is now a house of prayer, healings, in Salvation Center. We are going to work out any differences, and we are going to love and forgive, love and forgive, love and forgive, because we are going to move in strength, no sickness and no death. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. For if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. The Apostle Paul was correcting them, but in a loving way, but with the word, with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, because it was out of love that he wanted them to move in strength. And that is what we are to do. And I didn't mean like death, because I know, sometimes the Lord takes people home, but not prematurely, in his perfect timing. But I believe that in the end days, we're going to see more resurrections. The signs and wonders are going to abound, because this is another way that he draws in the Jewish people, his beloved people. And so, but let's face it, Gentiles, I like hearing of miracles and seeing miracles too. So praise God, that's coming. And that's coming very, very soon. You hear of it. And it's just every day, as we say, it doesn't have to just be pastors or prophets or apostles. It's going to be every day those whose hearts are totally his. And he's going to come and see that heart and strongly support them to move in the power of the Holy Spirit, to move in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, to move in the power of the name of Jesus for what his son did until he comes again. So this is what we're doing. We're saying thank you, Lord, for the power of your son, for what you did for us, because your body was broken for us. And by your stripes, we are healed. By your blood, we are cleansed. We have the power and that authority that you have given each of us in the name of Jesus for you, for your will, for your way, for your glory, for your honor, for your praise. We worship you. And you alone, Lord God. And we thank you for your son. Let us partake of the matzah representing the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that we are healed through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I thank you that in Psalm 103 that you say that you came to heal all diseases. I thank you, Lord, that in Isaiah 53, verse 5, you say that that by your stripes we are healed. We are claiming that right now. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. And Heavenly Father, I thank you. As Colossians 1, 19 and 20 says that you had all your fullness dwell in Jesus. It pleased you to have all your fullness dwell in your Son, Jesus. And you also desire to reconcile all things, whether things in heaven or things on earth, by the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross for each one. We thank you and we praise you for this. We thank you that we are cleansed of all unrighteousness through the blood of Jesus that was shed for each one of us. So Lord, together, brothers and sisters in you, Jesus, you, our Lord and Savior, we partake of this in remembrance of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we do our worship song, remember we have that awesome power of prayer with the prayer altar ministry, and partake of that. Because it is awesome to know that we now can go to the throne room with the power of prayer, and they will be proclaiming that for you. If there's anything you want to go up for the prayer altar ministry. Oh, Heavenly Father, we truly thank you and praise you for your faithfulness and for your love for us. We thank you and praise you for Jesus being our Lord and Savior. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, and we submit to you, Lord God, for the leading of the Holy Spirit who guides us into all the truth, who teaches us all things. We thank you and praise you for the power of your precious Holy Word. And we thank you, Lord, right now. I claim, I declare, I proclaim, and I pray, number 6, 24 through 26, for each one of us here and anybody who listens to this message, Lord. May you, Lord God, bless each and every one. May you watch over each one, guard each one, and keep each one. May you, Lord God, make your face to shine upon and enlighten each one, and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor unto each one. And may you, Lord God, lift up your approving countenance upon each one and give us your peace. The peace that you give to us is through Jesus Christ being our Lord and our Savior. And that peace is not like the world. It is the peace that will guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ. And we claim that. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your precious Holy Word. Thank you for your love for us. Help us to be bold disciples for you, and help us to help others to know you, helping through the Holy Spirit, believing in you and receiving that free gift of salvation, and helping all believers to grow in you, to be all that you have called them to be, including ourselves. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.